Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing. This is your host, Doug Flynn. My co-host, Mr. Keith Munson, is not with us today, probably fishing, but rumor has it that he may be spending some time at Disney with his lovely wife, granddaughter, his daughter, and the very lovely Jasmine. But I haven't received any pictures from him, so I'm not really sure that that's where he went. I think he went on a fishing trip. I'll do a little research on that, and until he sends me a picture, then I'm going to be dogging him for probably the next 50-something minutes. But I've got a very good friend that's going to sit in with us, and we got a big occasion coming up this week. You know him as a baseball coach at the University of Kentucky for 25 years. Of course, I know him as a teammate. We hooked up back in 1972 with the Cincinnati Reds, and we've been friends ever since. He's not only a great baseball coach, a great person, but one of my best friends. Please welcome my buddy, Coach Keith Madison. How are you, partner?
I'm great, Doug. Man, when you were saying all that, my mind raced back to 1972 when you were about a 150-pound infielder with great hands. And I remember Russ Nixon, our manager, saying, "Who signed this kid?"
That's what a lot of people were saying. We have such a strong relationship that I came out of the locker room one night and tried to pick up your wife. That's true, isn't it?
That's right. I got married, just got back from my honeymoon, and it was Sharon's first minor league baseball game as a wife, and she's standing outside the locker room waiting for me, and Doug comes out with his swag and tries to
Well, hold on. Let's clarify that first. In 1972, I didn't have a whole lot of swag. But I laid on her all I had, baby. But I mean, hey, good-looking girl waiting outside the locker room. I mean, if you don't know her, fair game until you find out something, right?
That's right. You know, we didn't call it swag back then. We called it moxie.
That's right.
You had lots of moxie.
Well, my moxie and my mojo went out the same window somewhere. Hey, man, 25 years of coaching baseball, and you're not bald. How'd you work that out?
Well, I had an air conditioned cap, I guess. I did lose a lot on top, but man, I had just loved coaching at Kentucky for 25 years. Had a lot of tremendous young men come through the program that, you know, I've said this many times, coaches are supposed to influence players, but so many times my players were such good people, they influenced me. And so I was really blessed.
You know, you continue to influence a lot of lives, mine included. Did you ever stop to think how many guys went on to play in the major leagues that played for you?
I think the number is 19. I believe that's right.
Wow.
And I tell you, Doug, every time I would watch one of those guys play on television, I still got one playing. Scott Downs pitching for the Royals.
How about that?
Yeah, and every time I see those guys on television all through those years, I would just get excited. It's almost like watching your son play, and you're just so proud of them that they love the game so much and work so hard to the major leagues and experience that Major League Baseball experience. It's just incredible to watch that.
You know, it is fun even for me to watch people that I know, but you got a chance to coach your son, who played for you at Kentucky, and now you're the proud grandfather of his kid. I think back when I see people, I've always loved it when Lexington people made it good in the big leagues, because I thought that was kind of a reflection on all of us that have had kind of a hand in it. But you had 19 in the big leagues, but good night, you must have had 100 that signed professional contracts or more.
I was up close to 100, I think, and it's really interesting. Some of these guys, you've seen your crew, Doug, as a player, guys that you played minor league baseball with, some of those guys that signed, you thought, man, they can't miss, they're going to make it to the major leagues. And other guys who actually thought, man, they're really fortunate just to get a chance, they end up making it.
Yeah, I know.
So that's always
Well, I was one really of those guys. I was one that.
Yeah, I
couldn't make it. I mean, you know, signed out of a tryout camp. Who signed him? Why'd they sign him? And then all of a sudden, you go and see guys like Greg Sinatra and the Borowitz that we played with, and Gary Pozinski, number one draft choices. And you think, you know, they didn't. Some of them didn't get as high as Double A, and you think, boy, it takes a lot of breaks. But when I see a lot of people around here talk about how, well, he's a can't miss, and he's the next best thing that ever came out of here. Be careful, because you don't want to put that kind of pressure on a kid around here. Plus, it ain't that easy.
No, it's very difficult, and you know,
I'm losing you a little bit. Are you in? Are you out in the barn housing tobacco? Or?
So I can, you know, we've got some of them foil out there that helps our reception. So I need to.
Can you go climb up that pole?
I'm a pole, and he's out here by the outhouse. So hopefully, can you hear me okay now?
I got you pretty good right now.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to say, you know, you were one of those guys. You were a very good athlete, but you only weighed 155 pounds or something.
I know.
And a lot of people wrote you off, but then you were physically just a little bit of a late bloomer, and when you started getting bigger and a little more skilled, you made it, and it's exciting to watch that. But I've had guys come out of my program that were 6'4", 215, and you think, man, they're going to make it, and for whatever reason, they can't hit Double A pitching or Triple A pitching. They just don't get there.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to get back to that when we take a break. We'll come back more with my buddy and coach Keith Madison after a word from our wonderful sponsors.
This is Boudreaux Mint from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, Lowe makes a boat for every need, and we have a huge selection right here with a new Lowe fishing boat or pontoon, all powered by Mercury. Let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington. Please give us a call, 748-6180.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store. Back with Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn along with my good friend Coach Keith Madison, longtime coach at the University of Kentucky, teammate of mine with the Cincinnati Reds. And we're talking a little bit about can't miss prospects and how you got to be very careful when you start labeling these players. And, you know, Keith, you've seen so many talented players come through your program. And I know there were some by doing the broadcast of some of the games and coming over and watching them work out and even sitting on the bench with you for a year that there were some I thought, man, I mean, if he doesn't make it, then there's nobody's going to make it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a couple of guys that were just phenomenal athletes and great college baseball players. But as you know, Doug, when you get to that next level, you start facing a different kind of pitching, or if you're a pitcher, you start facing a different kind of hitter, and that talent level catches up with you. Then it becomes a mental game.
Yeah.
If you're not there mentally, the game will eat you alive, and you've seen it happen to hundreds of people.
Boy, that's the truth, and. You know, I tell you, that was the biggest adjustment probably that I had to make, not only playing so many ball games, but just the grind. And then once you get to the big leagues, then you got to deal with the media. And now I am one, so I'm a little but I'm still kind of critical of myself. And, you know, I'll sit around sometimes and watch a ball game, and I'll hear a question like the one they asked Clayton Kershaw. How did you feel after you gave up that curveball for a home run?
So, oh, man.
I mean, and his response was, how do you think I feel? And he says, No, I don't feel great. But, you know, so, and I know a lot of people, you wonder, how do you get your license to write, or how do you even get a chance to play, or whatever we do? We all make some goofy mistakes, but good night. I now I think when I see a player and a parent will come up to me and say, Doug, you've seen a lot of ball players. What do you think? I'm very careful. I know you have to be the same because they're calling you and I all the time wanting to know what we think and what they should do. And boy, and sometimes that's a tough call when there's a little money riding on it. And you know the heart of a kid and you think, you know, he really wants to play bad. So money's really not an issue. Give him a chance. And that's a hard call to make for an outsider, isn't it?
It really is, because the last thing you want to do is you don't want to destroy someone's dream. Because I really believe that a lot of the dreams that we have, those are inspired by God, and those are your passion. And so you don't want to stifle that. You want to encourage and try to enhance that. But at the same time, you want to be realistic, and you don't want to give someone false hope. But it's just a very, very delicate thing to deal with. But I'm always, if I err, I want to err on the side of encouraging people instead of discouraging them.
Well, you're very good at that. As a matter of fact, that's what you're doing now, working with SCORE International. You're rounding up baseball gloves. You've got somebody that'll restring them. I guess, is Joe still doing your gloves for you?
Joe's still doing it. He three or four times a year, he'll bring me a whole box of gloves that he actually finds for me, and I'll give him old gloves. And he sits down in his house in Somerset and restrings them and conditions them, and then I get to take them to the Dominican Republic and give them to the kids that have never owned a glove.
Wow.
And it's like, you should see their eyes. I mean, it's just incredible how excited they get when they get put that glove on their hand, because a lot of kids down there either play barehanded or they somehow create a milk carton glove and they just make gloves out of anything. Now I go down. I've been down there so many times. I see kids that are wearing gloves that we've taken down there, and it's really neat to see that. But Joe Platt down in Somerset does that for me, and I've got people all over the state that donates baseball gloves so that I can get the blessing of going down and giving them away. And while I'm down there, we also get to teach a little baseball, and we get to share our faith with the kids, and they're just so positive, and so their attitudes are so good, even though they're very, very poor. They just love the game, and they have great attitudes, and that keeps me going back.
Well, one of the things that keeps you going back, too, is you have to have finances. And so you've got a big dinner coming up. A few years ago, I was very flattered and honored when you named an award after me. And it has to do with volunteering time and talents and other things for the state of Kentucky. And it has a lot to do, because there's nothing you do that doesn't have character involved with it. And I was very flattered, very honored, and you've got a big dinner coming up here now where we're going to name the third recipient of the Kentucky First Doug Flynn Award, and we can't say who it is because this airing will be on Saturday morning. The banquet is going to be tomorrow night at Champions, and there's still tables open, I believe, but it's going to be a nice affair. And then you got golf to follow on Monday. So I know you could use, you're getting pretty full, but you probably still have a couple openings for tables and for foursomes. Is that correct?
That's right. We do have some open table.
All right. You got to get climb back up on that pole again.
You missed me. We have some, spots available for buying tables. The tables are $400 a piece, and we also have, you can buy individual tickets, $50 a piece. And besides Doug Flynn, some of the people that are going to be there are people like Austin Kearns, Colin Calgo, Matthew Mitch.
Wow.
There's going to be some great folks there that are going to be having dinner with us, and it's just a fun evening, and it's a great way to raise financial support for the mission work we do down in the Dominican Republic. And Doug, you're a big part of that, and we're quite honored to have that award named after you that we give away every year at that dinner, the You received the first one. Jacob Tammy received the award last year. And then we've got a really special guy that's going to receive it this year. So it's a fun evening, and we love being a part of it.
Well, then you got the Austin Kearns Golf Tournament that will follow on Monday. And I love the luncheon we had the other day with me, you, and Austin. That's the most I've ever heard him talk. He's a very quiet, shy, big guy. You know, I think about it. I look how big he is, and look the size that you and I were when we played, and I think, wow, man, all these guys are getting big. But, I mean, Austin's a hoss.
He is a hoss. And I tell you, I was with Austin today, and we were talking about how in this day, not just in baseball, but in football, basketball, any sport, guys are bigger, faster, stronger than they've ever been. But, you know, also there's a lot more injuries now because guys are bigger, stronger. And so it's just amazing to watch these guys play. And you get to do this a lot with your affiliation with the Reds. But when you walk on a Major League Baseball field and you watch these guys, they're monsters. I mean, they're 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", 225. They look like football players now on a big league baseball field.
Shoot, you know, we did the minor league games this year, too, on television. They started first time Tom Stoltz got it going with minor league baseball game of the week. And we went around, did 16 ball games, and the minor league kids are monsters. I mean, they're all buffed and, you know, working out. And even my wife said, "Do you mind if I go to a couple of minor league games with you?"
So, yeah, I mean, there's guys like A.J. Reed out there. That's right. He is a horse.
That's right. Well, now, you know I'm not going to let you get away without talking a little fishing. This is big league fishing, after all. And you got a pond right out your backyard. And I know when we go to golf tournaments, you don't even take golf clubs. You take a fishing pole. Is that correct?
I'm looking at that pond right now. I wish I was out there fishing right now talking to you about fishing. I love it. I don't get to do as much as I'd like to, but I absolutely love it. There's nothing quite like that feeling when that largemouth bass or that smallmouth bass grabs your lure, and it's just, I don't know, you've caught a lot more fish than I have, Doug, but it's a thrill.
It is.
I feel that, you know, and I never get tired of that. It's just, every time I catch a fish, it's exciting for me, and, but it's fun to have a place in my backyard where I can just go down and take 30 minutes or an hour and wet a line and catch a little bass or maybe a few bluegill and just have fun with it.
You know what we need to do? Does your pond need stocked? Because we need to take a little fishing trip, load up the bass boat, keep them alive, come put them in your pond. What do you think?
It does need stocked. As we had a fish kill this summer. And, man, I looked down there one night. It was a moonlit night, and I saw the – something white on the pond.
Oh no.
Next day I looked down there and there were bass floating on top. It made me sick.
So
I need to restock it. I need to get some fish back in there.
We can help you with that.
So, that would be great.
Now,
catch a few of those 4 or 5 pounders down in Cumberland. bring them up here.
I know another pond I can go catch those and bring them over to yours.
That'd be really good.
Here's the key question of the whole interview. Is your picture or autograph up at the Dairy Queen in Brownsville?
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, you know, some people get their picture in Cooperstown. I get mine at Birdie's Dairy Queen down in Brownsville.
Yeah, but you're there with some pretty good company, aren't you?
Yeah, Big Phil Rich and who else? Big Joe Blanton and some of those guys. Yeah, there's those country boys down there now. They can play some ball.
Well, who's now that? Wait a minute. It seemed like the last time I was in there, the lead singer for Diamond Rio's name was up on it. They'd had his autograph because he'd been through there, I guess.
Yeah, Kenny Skywalker has been through there, and he's up there. And I think Doug Flynn might be up there.
Well, tell them about all the traffic jams you all have there at the caution light.
Well, Brownsville is I think it's the only county seat of any county in the state of Kentucky that does not have a traffic signal. they put one in one time, and they had to take it down because there were pickup trucks and German Shepherds flying everywhere. They just couldn't handle it. So they took it down. So we just got a three. We don't even have a four way stop. We just got a three way stop there by the courthouse.
I love it there, though. What wonderful people! They've treated me excellent every time I get a chance to go down. And your mom cooks up a good meal for us. So, hey, buddy, listen, we're about out of time, but you know I love you. I can't wait for tomorrow night for the banquet and the golf on Monday. And I know if anybody wants to go, they can get in touch with you. How can they find out how to get more information?
Best way is to go to the website, www.AustinKernCelebrityGolfClassic.com. And you can get the information there about the dinner and also the golf tournament. And I'm not just saying this, but the neat thing about the dinner and the tournament is getting to hang out with people like Doug Flynn. So come on out.
Lord, don't scare them off. All right, partner. Hey, I love you, man. See you tomorrow night, which will be Sunday
okay,
night.
Love you too, Doug.
All right, pal. All right. Heath Madison. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing in just a moment.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my kid. And they will be right back.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so. You know.
It doesn't taste like other diets, man.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
You're on.
May I give you anything for it?
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah. It tastes that good.
Hello, friends. This is Doug Flynn, former Cincinnati Red, along with my fishing buddy, Mr. Keith Munson. We're talking about farm supplies, and where would you go to get them? I've got the place.
Where would that be?
That would be Thompson Shear in Nicholasville, Kentucky, 201 Etter Drive, the very best in anything you need in farm equipment.
Hey, and they're great people, too.
They are outstanding people. Hey, whatever you need as far as farm supplies, go visit our friends over in Nicholasville. That's Thompson Shear Farm Supply. Go ask for Jim, Ed, or Benny. They will take care of you.
That's off Etter Drive.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. When I got to the age of getting a driver's license, I started paying more attention to types of cars, rules of the road, and yes, what kind of tires to drive on. Well, 46 years later, I still depend upon tires from S&S Tire. Located in Beaumont, Brandon Crossing, Nicholasville, and Richmond Roads, I can be assured of the very best quality and service around. Visit my friends at S&S Tire. You'll be glad you did. We're back with Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn here. I would say riding solo, but I'm not, because producer Josh Toftness is going to be here with me, who has convinced me that if I am going to take a spinning class or ride a bicycle, that I have to get spinning shoes. Were you the one that told me that?
Spinning shoes?
Yeah, you ever heard of those?
No.
Seriously?
I've heard of biking shoes, that's clipless and stuff.
That's what
like
they
that.
Are.
So they're the same thing?
Same thing, except one's for outdoors and one's for indoors.
That sounds like a waste of money to me.
Well, let me tell you something. If you haven't done it, if you got those stirrups in there, sometimes your tennis shoe might slide off to the
right
side, and you don't really put the pressure where you're supposed to. You put the clips on there, and it makes you pedal perfectly.
See, I understand that for when you're just outdoor biking, but I just can't see it on the spin.
No, that's when you really need it. If you've ever seen me spin, you got to have it because you do a lot of standing up riding.
Mm.
And
when they're getting you going uphill?
When you're going uphill. And so I've been doing it now for a little over a week. I'm loving it, but the shoes and the pants with the butt pads in there, I guess I don't know what else to call them.
The funnest part, though, is when you're actually outdoors and you're using those clips and you pull up to a stop sign and you forget to clip out. Just fall right over.
Well, it's same thing when you're not moving, too. I've tried that, but I'm loving the class. I'm having a good time, and I said I was going to do it, and then I looked at bicycles over where you sent me.
That's where Lexington Bicycle Center?
Yep. Went over there and checked, and... It's like pick your poison, man. You can, I mean, you can buy a Hugo, or you can get, you know, a Rolls Royce.
Pretty My much. Goodness. I mean, they have an ultimate selection over there, and it's just.
Are they one of your much, sponsors? Now that you're an on-air personality,
yeah, you know, they're slipping me a little some cash underneath the desk here, but no, but really, they do have a pretty good selection. But I mean, any of the local bike shops that you go to around here are going to have a high quality selection, and it's just that. It's that step up when you're used to going to like Walmart and looking at bikes and stuff. You go there and your just mind is blown instantly.
Well, you start at like $400,
right? That's the lowest.
Yeah. Not a cheap one, but that's the lowest. And then I said, "Well, I'm not sure what I want. And I'm not sure how serious I am. I'm gonna have to do this spinning stuff first." And they said, "Well, these are $400. These are $600. These are $1,000. These are $2,500." I went. I beg your pardon? For a bicycle?
Yes. Yes.
And then they told me that the ones they ride, like the Tour de France and all those, are as much those as 15 to 20,000. Yeah. And I went, good night. That's like buying a bass boat.
I mean, it's like picking up a gallon of milk when you pick up your bike, honestly, though. I mean, they're so light, the technology that goes into building those frames.
That was amazing. So I'm trying to decide, is this going to be just a fad I'm in, or is it something that I want to do during the summer, too, to ride? But, you know, on that bicycle, I was trying to find a place to put my fishing pole and my golf clubs and all the other junk I carry, and I'm pretty limited.
You're going to have to get a tow trailer for it.
They got those?
Yeah, you can just pull it behind you.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Could you see me doing that?
Out on the country roads, riding down to your local pond.
You know what? I tell you what. I did sneak out one night this week and fished a little bit and caught some pretty good fish.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of the dog days because the weather looked like it was going to get cold, then it got hot again, and the fish are... The night bite's really not there, and the day bite is a little slower.
So it kind of confuses them when the weather's like this.
It does, and they go into a transition period where they're sort of staging, and they're suspended, and they're a little hard to catch because they're not deep and they're not shallow. They're kind of in the middle, and you really got to – it makes fishing a little bit tougher. Now, there have been people that have been going out and catching some pretty good fish, throwing swim baits and even Alabama rigs, which – you've heard us talk about on here a whole lot. I happened to catch all of mine on a shaky head this past week, and even went down to Harrington Lake and did it. So it's slow though, man. And everybody was telling me it's a top bite, but you know what's funny about lakes? And I've seen it a lot. You know, in tournaments you'll see it. There's guys that'll ride for 2 hours to get to a fishing spot in a tournament to fish for 2 hours. Just one spot. You know, or they'll ride 3 hours if they're on fish because they know they got a chance to go down there and get a good limit. But on lakes, you'll find that, like in Harrington Lake, either the fish are up by the dam or that end of the lake by the dam, or they're up towards the river. And if you, it's hard to imagine that they can only be in one or the other instead of both. But one of them might be a little muddier. The pH balance might be different. The clarity. It's just all kinds of stuff, you know, water temperature, everything's.
So during these types of times of year, they like to get it like the entryways and exitways due to possible weather, or not weather, but temperature differences.
That's it. And some run-ins where bait fish will be coming in, food will be coming in from some of the run-ins. But they'll position themselves in a way that they're going to be able to, and it's amazing. And you say, how they know? Well, that's the way they were made. It's just how we know when we get hungry where we're supposed to go through a drive-through. And but anyway, I just wanted you to know that I got my little bike shoes. I walk in there. Don't try to walk on concrete.
No.
With them.
No, it's almost like cleats.
It is.
And you know that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a lot more comfortable in cleats because at least you're even. These things, you're kind of get your heel down and your toes sitting up in the air. But I tell you what, it makes a big difference because I noticed in the pressure that I was putting on and the number of miles I was doing and, you know, just the comfort of it. I loved it. But when are they going to make a bicycle seat that's comfortable?
I don't think that's possible.
I mean... Are you kidding me? I mean, when your rear end's this big and you make a seat that's that big. That doesn't work.
They've got the gel cushions, and it just still isn't really cutting it.
All right. More with Big League Fishing when we return after a word from our sponsors.
This is Artis Gilmore, Hall of Famer. You are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug and Keith. They'll be right back.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, friends. This is Doug Flynn, former Cincinnati Red, along with my fishing buddy, Mr. Keith Munson. We're talking about farm supplies, and where would you go to get them? I've got the place.
Where would that be?
That would be Thompson Shear in Nicholasville, Kentucky, 201 Etter Drive, the very best in anything you need in farm equipment.
Hey, and they're great people, too.
They are outstanding people. Hey, whatever you need as far as farm supplies, go visit our friends over in Nicholasville. That's Thompson Shear Farm Supply. Go ask for Jim, Ed, or Benny. They will take care of you.
That's off Etter Drive.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed. Welcome back to Big League Fishing. Having a good time this wonderful morning. Hope you're having a good time as well. Weather is a little goofy. We've had tornadoes. We've had thunderstorms. We've had plenty of rain. Josh, what's up with the weather, man?
I don't know, but it was raining cats and dogs last night.
It was nasty, wasn't it? It was nasty.
It was awful.
I know. And it's going to be a couple of days of it. One pretty day in the middle of the week, and then beep, the rest of it's just kind of up in the air. And I guess this is a time, and my wife's a travel agent, so I was asking her the other day about, is this a good time to cruise, or is it the tornado, hurricane season, whatever, and she says, oh yeah, that goes on till the end of the month, or maybe the end of November, I'm not sure.
I mean, it's always a good time to take a cruise for me, if you want to hook me up or something.
You like cruises?
I've never been on a cruise, but I'll take one.
You know, they're fun. Y'all, if you went, you would be a lifer. You really would, because... Especially when you get all, I mean, you get on there and all you do is eat, lay out, eat, lay out, drink, lay out, eat.
That sounds good to me. That's what I need in life.
It's what everybody needs.
Eat, lay out, drink.
I know friends that sleep. Say, I won't sleep.
No sleep?
No.
No relax? No, just falling asleep in the sun?
You fall asleep outside in the sun.
With the drink in your hand?
Oh, I've seen plenty of those. Wake up like a lobster. Hey, you know what? I guess we better talk a little bit of fishing today.
You know, we've talked shop on bikes. Let's talk shop on fishing. If I'm going to J&H Outdoor and I want to buy myself a reel, what should I buy?
Well, you can't buy them there.
What should I go through then?
I'm trying to talk him into that, by the way. Mm-hmm. So you can buy all of your fishing clothes from J&H. Anything you want to wear from summer all the way through the winter, best long johns.
So they've
in
got
the
our
world.
Gear.
Got
they've...
your gear. You're all set. You will not get cold. And we fish all winter. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is when the fishing starts getting good. There's not as many people on the lake. All the pleasure boats have gone back up north. Or they've put their boats up for a while, so the lakes are practically empty, and we fish all winter
no
long.
No guys like me out there.
No, it's unless you got a floating bicycle. But it's really a good time. So, but if you're just starting out, we all started out with Zebcos, which are little spinning outfits, and they're hard to screw up. And till you get
that's
the
good
knack,
for me.
Which is good for any beginner. Well, I started that way too.
I mean, you've seen me on the board here, so. You know that I can quite easily screw something up.
You need a Zebco. But it's a little push button, and you can't screw it up. You just push, let the button go, and the bait takes off. There's no backlash, no tangling, no nothing. If you get a spinning outfit or a bait casting outfit, they're a little harder to learn. Once you learn it, then that's what you would want to fish. But just starting out, you want to get something very simple. And if you got a, you match up your reel with your rod so it's balanced. And right now, there's so many different rods. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Munson and I are now going to be a part of the Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, Rods Company. After we had Keith on the show, we talked to him a little bit, Keith Bryan. He called us and he said, there's going to be a press release. And so we are now going to be official members of the Powell Rods. And I don't think it's been put on the website yet, but
it has not, but you guys can go visit that website at powellco.com.
www.powellco.com. They've got new, they've got three different lines of rods. And, I know I started off using that one, the Inferno. Then they came out with the Timex. And now the Max 3D is going to be the top of the line. It's coming out in October. And I'm telling you, it's as good as any rod I've ever picked up. And I've paid I'm not going to say what I paid. I paid a lot of money for rods. These are all very affordable. You can, pick your poison. So back to your point, if you were just starting, they've got a rod now that starts at $129. Now, that's a lot of people say that's, a lot of money, because like my first rod was in the $30 to $40 range probably. But I'm sure
it's like biking, these sort of, the nicer it is.
That's right.
The more quality you get out of it, the more you're going to pay.
Exactly. And Keith Bryan is a rod maker. He's also the world record holder for 8-pound test line with a 10.48 pound spotted bass, and I think his picture's on the website.
Yeah, that's right. It'll rotate up there real quick. There it is.
Oh my goodness,
10.48 pounds.
That's a big bass, but for a spotted bass, I mean, they fight good, and that is just a monster. So he is a world record holder for it. Nice guy. He had Dan O'Sullivan call. He's going to do a nice article on me and Mr. Munson. Speaking of Mr. Munson, I've tried to get the boy to take me fishing because we're a pretty good team when we go. We have fun. We usually do pretty well in tournaments.
He keeps standing you up, doesn't he?
He's standing me up, or he's just blowing me off and going with somebody else. I don't understand that. I mean, this guy's supposed to be my friend.
That means you and I are going to have to team up.
Yes, we are.
That's what we can do.
All right. Have you fished much in your life?
No, but I mean, I'm a squire boy. I'm ready to learn.
You ready to learn? I could tell you're very coachable.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we can take you out and fix you up. Matter of fact, I think we ought to do the show from the boat.
Hey, I'd totally be down for that.
All right, can that be worked out?
I can work that out.
All right, and next
I can make miracles happen.
And I'll tell you what else we're trying to do is to do the high school bass fishing tournament and be there and do it live, the weigh-ins and stuff.
That'd be great.
Yep. So we got some new things in the works for all of our listeners and all of our sponsors. We're excited about what's coming up with some of the tournaments, some of the new people that are getting on board, and just the appearances we're going to make. Well, I don't know if Munson's going to make them or not. I'm ready.
Because, he's
might
never
not
really.
Be there.
Yeah.
I mean, you might get him and you might not. It's.
He's becoming a bit of a rock star there with that professional fisherman title.
Oh, he has a couple of good finishes back-to-back weeks, and all of a sudden...
And then it's off to Disney World.
And then it's off to Disney, that's right. I wonder if they ask him that when he finished the tournament. So, Keith Munson, what are you going to do after this tournament? Going to Disney.
And I guarantee it.
That's an annual trip. If he doesn't do that, though, I'll promise you, he doesn't get to fish as much. So.
I can see why. So, all right. I've got my Zebco.
Yep.
I've got my Power Rod, my Inferno that you can pick up for $129.99 from the website.
Yep. And they have. And now you need to know what kind of fishing are you going to do.
That's right.
So are you going to do bluegill fishing, crappie fishing, bass fishing, musky fishing, walleye fishing? What kind of fishing do you want to do with it?
Fishing.
All right. Catching.
Yeah, catching.
Right.
There we go.
Go fishing. You want to do catching. All right. So
say bluegill. Let's say bluegill.
All right, bluegill. Well, you'll need a rod that's a little limber, one that's got a tip on it, where you can throw light baits. So that would probably be some kind of light. They have medium, medium light, and then they'll have medium heavy. And so you can go, and all these rods come in different kind of sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So you go and you say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm a bluegill fish. Probably I'm either going to throw a bobber and a worm, or I'm going to throw some real small little artificial bait, in which case you're going to need kind of a rod that bends pretty easily. And then if you happen to get a bass on it, it's really fun. But they've got rods now made. They're so versatile. Matter of fact, Powell has one that I've been using. It's called a utility rod. Maybe it's because my first 2 years in the big leagues, I was a utility ball player.
So all right, the bigger fish that you're going after, is that the more artificial bait that you're going to use in that situation, or is it just whichever you're feeling?
We always fish artificial when you're fishing bass tournaments, because you have to. If you're fishing just for food, like for crappie and for
look at me, I'm obviously fishing for something here, and it's probably food.
I don't know if they got any cattle down the bottom of that ocean. You look like a steak man to me.
I heard that there was some chicken in the sea or something like that. You hear that?
That's good. So what you will need is live bait. I mean, you can catch bluegill on fishing worms or wax worms. And also they got everything now. They got that imitates live bait. They got all these little artificial things now that, and I don't do a lot of that. I like crappie fish occasionally, but you know how I catch my crappie? On a jerk bait. You know what a jerk bait is?
No. Fill me in. I've heard you, you know, give the sound effects and all that of it. But I don't entirely understand what a jerk bait is.
All right, a jerk bait, it's kind of a long, cylindular looking bait. Probably you can get them 4 to 6 to probably 7 or 8 inches if you're real big.
And that's your favorite.
It's for bass that are suspended when the water gets down a little bit colder, a lot colder actually, down to 40s or low 50s, then I will take this jerk bait, and they have a suspended jerk bait. So I'll throw it out.
Did the sound effect.
Of casting. How's that?
And where is it? Where's the walk?
Oh, no, that's my jitterbug.
Oh, that's your jitterbug.
Oh, yeah. Jerkbait. You don't hear jerkbait. It's underneath the water.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry. Excuse me.
See, jerkbait, jitterbug.
I'm getting it right here. Yeah.
I know. So this one's under the water. And what you do is you make you reel a couple of times to get the bait down underwater. And then you let it pause. And we use suspended jerkbait so it won't rise and it won't sink.
So that would be perfect for what you're talking about this time of year.
That's right. You find the level of where the fish are. It still needs to be a little colder right now. Water temperature is still like in the 70s. You need it to get a little colder. And then you make a couple little quick jerks, and that moves the bait back and forth, and it stays at a certain depth, and then you let it pause again. Then you move it a couple times and let it pause. And the pause can take, some of these pros, they say they take as much as 30 seconds to 45 seconds.
Oh, wow.
On a pause. I'm not that patient. I can't do that.
I don't think I would be either.
I'm not. Well, see, that's the difference in fishing and catching. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a catcher,
you got to be patient.
You got to be really patient, because it's really hard to do. Fishing's not. It's like separating, like Keith and I were talking about earlier, the baseball. When you got guys that are great college players or they're really good, once you start moving to the professional baseball, now the game starts getting a little bit tougher and a little bit faster. It's the same with fishing. You can fish these local tournaments, and you have some great fishermen. When you go out on the tour like Keith's doing, you're against the best of the best.
It's what the fish whisperers, the guys that can just seemingly talk to the fish and get them to come in their boat.
You know, well, I've got a fish call.
You got a fish call?
Yeah.
Let me hear it. Well, or is that a secret? You don't want to give it away?
You know, if I give it away, then everybody...
I'm going to record it, and then I'm just going to mass produce it, and
everybody,
there's going to be my money.
Our money?
My money.
Our money?
Okay, our money.
All right. I'm going to give it to you one time. This is when we're really struggling. If I'm not singing a song, here's what you're going to hear. Fee! 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 Oh, fees! How's that?
Print it.
It's done.
Yep. I've already got it cut. I've already got it sent to the right people. You know, we're going to have that up on the Palco website here in a little bit.
Oh, it's got to be. Now, you know, what we can do is built in a little vibration with it, and then we can have that go, and then the water vibrate a little bit, and then the fish will hear it, and they'll start migrating right to the Shoot. We may have
money.
Something here.
That's money.
Money in the bank. Hey, thanks, buddy.
No problem.
You're awesome. Now, I did say this is your debut. It's not. Obviously, you've had your own show before.
That's right. And I'm also on Hoorah every Friday night doing color commentary for high school football here in Lexington, Kentucky.
I knew that. Josh Toffis, the greatest, the one and only, the king of the bicycle. Keith Munson, you're a dog. No pictures. We'll see you next week, folks. If we missed you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley.
I'm Rick Bartley.
And we are the owners of Marine Works. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, Lowe makes a boat for every need, and we have a huge selection right here with a new Lowe fishing boat or pontoon, all powered by Mercury. Let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington. Please give us a call, 748-6180. That's 748-6180.